USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Israeli commando units are currently engaged in operations to locate weapons and hostages within Gaza. The Israeli Defense Forces officially announced the action today in anticipation of a large-scale ground assault, which is said to involve thousands of troops and tanks. As a precautionary measure, Israel has instructed 1 million civilians to evacuate northern Gaza in order to ensure their safety. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has arrived in Tel Aviv to demonstrate U.S. support for Israel and its conflict against Hamas. Austin was asked how no one saw the attack coming.
What I can tell you is that if we had known or if we know of a pending attack against an ally, we would clearly inform that ally.
During his visit, Austin will engage in discussions with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's defense minister. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Qatar for talks with the nation's prime minister regarding the Israel-Hamas conflict. The main topics of discussion included prioritizing the safety of civilians and exploring avenues to reduce the intensity of the conflict.
As Israel continues to respond to Hamas's devastating attack, the United States will ensure that it has what it needs to defend its people.
Additionally, approximately $6 billion in Iranian assets are presently held in a Qatari bank as part of an agreement for a potential future humanitarian effort in exchange for prisoners with the U.S. As of now, there have been no reports of violence in the U.S. following a call for a global day of jihad by a former Hamas leader. Authorities in New York said they are still making arrangements for pro-Palestinian demonstrations this afternoon. Meanwhile, in France and Germany, gatherings and protests in support of Palestine have been banned. House Republicans continue their search for a new speaker. Majority Leader Steve Scalise withdrew from the race last night, unable to secure the necessary votes for a full chamber election. This is USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Kaiser Permanente and its union workers have reached a tentative agreement avoiding a repeat of the largest healthcare strike in American history. Last week, approximately 75,000 workers initiated a 3-day strike, and they threatened an 8-day strike set for next month if an agreement wasn't reached by Halloween. Rising concerns among investors are driving global energy prices up. According to CNN, the primary factor behind the surge in oil and gas prices is the conflict in Israel and the apprehension that it might spread across the broader region renowned for its oil production. An expert noted that despite the record levels of U.S. oil production, there could still be a significant disruption to supplies in the near term. You are actually safer today, despite the ominous date.
Today is Friday the 13th. If you find yourself feeling a little extra anxiety today, you may suffer from triskaidekaphobia, a fear of things having to do with the number 13. Now, research shows that millions suffer from this phobia, and because of it, many will even stay home from work. Experts say people are actually safer on Friday the 13th because they tend to be more cautious. I'm Corey Myers.
Today also marks World Egg Day. Established in 1996, this day aims to highlight the nutritional advantages of eggs and their crucial role in providing sustenance for families worldwide. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. Well, today you can expect lots of cloud cover with 0% chance of raining on your parade because you'll be riding your motorcycle vroom vroom. That rumbling low-pressure system beneath you should give way to a relaxing commute and the sudden urge to take the scenic route everywhere you go because, dagnabbit, you're having fun out there. That's your forecast. Back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's #1 motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.